Good morning, Mount Hebron. Good morning, Mount Hebron. How's everybody doing this morning? All right. It's indeed another fine day in paradise. The Lord has allowed us another day to walk this path, to be on this journey, to fulfill His purpose for our lives. And for that, we ought to be grateful. We're going to get started in our morning worship. I'm going to ask at this time that you put your cell phones on mute, that you give your attention to the ushers, and we're going to do our best to do things decently and in order so that God is pleased with our praise, that God is pleased with our worship. So I need everybody on one accord. I need everybody of the same mind. I need everybody thinking about the same thing, and that's the worship and praise of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us that at one opportunity, when they were all on one accord in that upper room, that the Spirit of the Lord came in like a rushing mighty wind and lit upon their heads like tongues of fire. And it said that the doors blew open and they started speaking in different tongues. It tells us in the Word that if we're all on one accord in this holy space, that the Lord will show up and show out. If you come here this morning for any other purpose, if you come here this morning for any other reason, I suggest that you change your mind, to change your thoughts, to get in with what God is calling for us to do this morning. The Bible tells us in Psalms 100 that we should make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands, to serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and enter His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His holy name. For the Lord is good, and His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. May your faith be increased by the reading, by the hearing, by the obedience of the Word of God. Let us pray. Holy Father, it is in Thy Son's holy and righteous name we come to You this morning. Asking You, Lord God, first to forgive us of all of our sins, sins of thought, sins of word, sins of deed. Father God, in Your word, You told us that if we confess our sins, that You're faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So right now, Lord God, we want You to bring afresh Your Spirit into this place, Lord God. Allow us, Lord God, to worship in this place, Father God, like never before, Lord God. We ask, Father God, for a fresh falling of Your anointing this morning, Lord God. We ask You in Jesus' name, Father God, that You would remove from this room anything that is not like You right now in Jesus' name, that we may worship You in spirit and in truth, Father God. We thank You, Lord God, for this opportunity to be here in Your presence, Lord God. We thank You, Lord God, for You giving us this opportunity to walk in here on our own power. We thank You, Lord God, that we're able to be here this morning, Lord God, without any persecution or danger. We thank You, Lord God, for this opportunity to worship and praise in Your name. And Father God, we would be remiss if we didn't stand at this circle and tell You about the blood of Jesus Christ that was shed on Calvary's cross for our redemption. We want to thank You, Lord God, for all that He's done and all that He will do. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Let every heart say amen. 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 We're going to ask at this time that you stand on your feet and join us for the Lord's Prayer.
Thank you.
after this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven,
hallowed
be
thy name,
thy kingdom come.
Thy will be done
in earth
as it is
in heaven.
Give us this day
our daily bread.
Temptation.
Lead us not into temptation,
but deliver us,
from evil.
Thank you. I feel like going on. I feel like going on. Though trials, they come on every hand. I feel like going on.
I feel like going home. I feel like going on. Though trials come on every hand, I feel like going on.
I feel like going on. I feel like going on. Though trials come on every hand, I like going on.
I feel like going on.
Yeah.
I feel like going on. Though trials may come on every hand, I feel like going on.
Come on, choir, yeah.
I feel like going on. I feel like going on. Though trials come on every hand, I feel like going on.
Feel like going. Trials come on every hand. I feel like going on.
I feel like going on. I feel like going on. Though trials may come on every end, I feel like going on.
morning, Mount Hebron. I stand before you with announcements. AFC is in rehearsal this Wednesday instead of Thursday. So all choir members, please be mindful that rehearsal is Wednesday and not Thursday at 7 p.m. Okay, and on the 10th and the 17th, rehearsal will resume on Thursday. We have our annual church meeting on October 11th, beginning at 7 p.m. We're asking all members to please come out. Amen. At 7 p.m. on Friday, October the 11th. AFC anniversary is on the 20th of October, and you'll hear more about that later. And trustees meeting is on the 28th of this month. Tuesday night is prayer meeting and Bible class. So we're asking all members to please come out. I believe, is this Tuesday a movie night? Is this? Yes. Okay, it'd be movie night this Tuesday, so bring a shareable snack. Our daily devotions are before you. These were the topics that were received last week. So we encourage everyone that's receiving them to read them, and those that are not and would like to, you may give your email address to Pastor Keith. Mount Hebron is on the prayer line every Wednesday morning beginning at 6 a.m. We ask you to join us for intercessory prayer. One of the most powerful things the church can do is come together as a body and pray for issues you have, your family have, our nation has. Our government is divided these days, trying to decide whether to impeach a president that's struggling to do the right things in office. So we need to pray for everything. Our dial-in number is 712-770-4856 with an access code of 690-568-POUND. We're approaching the end of the year, and it's a very busy time of the year. So on October 31st is our fall festival. On the 23rd is our Thanksgiving basket giveaway. Christmas with the Keefs is on December 7th. I'm going to have a special announcement for y'all about that. And December 21st is our community Christmas party. Retreat 2020 will be held on June 24th through the 27th, 2020 in Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. We're going back to the same place we went to last year. Amen. The fees will remain the same, $350 for adults, $275 for teens 12 to 18, and $250 for youth 8 to 11. You can start making your payments today. We know that when you have multiple people in a family, it's tough trying to make these payments all at once. So you can make any size payment you want to, and periodically you'll get a statement on what you've paid and what your balances are. On Fall Festival, it's on a Thursday this year, on October 31st. This is a safe haven for the youth of this community. And in preparation for this event, we're asking you to bring individually wrapped candy and give it to Sister Ida Rowland for packaging. And more information on this will follow at a later date, but right now we need you to start with your candy donations. Amen. Our Thanksgiving mission, you have a flyer showing the items we're asking for our Thanksgiving basket giveaway, where we're trying to feed 100 families. Our key deadlines, October 20th, it's the last day for Mount Hebron members to sign up for a basket. This year, we really firmed up what that means. It's not your neighbors, it's not your relatives, but it's for members of Mount Hebron that we're asking to sign up. Amen. Now, if you want to help somebody in your community or in your family, then the process will be that they can come get a number, and at 12 o'clock, any remaining baskets, they will be welcome to them according to the number that they have. So the earlier they come, the higher the likelihood of them getting one of the baskets that are not claimed by 12. So please, Mount Hebron, just give me your name this year. We reassess what this meeting means, because it was beginning to get that people were sending in two and three names each, and it was just getting to be too much. So we're just looking to help Mount Hebron families. Nobody name goes on the list automatically. So if you don't tell me or Pastor Keith that you need a basket, then there won't be a basket designated for you. Sunday, November 17th is the deadline for bringing your canned goods. So everyone, please, we're making an announcement early enough. So let's try not to have any exceptions that you need a couple days past that to bring it. Please try to bring your donations by that Sunday, because instead of Thursday, we're packing on a Tuesday. We're packing on Tuesday, November 19th, and that Saturday before Thanksgiving, on the 23rd, the baskets will be distributed. Minister Lamont Bennett grew up in a choir, and they're having a reunion concert, and he's inviting Mount Hebron to come out to support that at Greater Walters AME Zion at 8422 South Damon. And he's asking all who will to come out to support him in that.
Amen.
There are five ways to give. You may walk around the table like we've been doing for years. You may pay online. You may pay through our app. You may use the U.S. mail. So we are trying to make things as convenient as possible for your giving and your offerings. You can connect with us by downloading our app, which is free on Google Play or iTunes. And you'll see Instagram and things that are happening in church, particularly when you're not able to make it that particular Sunday. We're in need of pop, so bring your pop donations. And we have a few more college students this year than we had before, so the pop proceeds go to support our scholarship ministry. And all those of you who have college students, we need their enrollment forms by October 15th. October 15th is the date that we need enrollment forms for college. Bible trivia, learn more. The naked truth is in there, the Bible. Just how knowledgeable are you? Check your wits each week in the bulletin. The answers are given the following week. We encourage everyone that have email addresses to please keep them updated with our church clerk. That way we're able to send out messages during the week and trying to reach as many members as quickly as possible when things arise. So with that, would all visitors please stand? We have visitors today. Please stand. Okay. Would you guys introduce yourself, beginning with number 73? On your cousin. Okay, on behalf of Mount Hebron and Pastor Lloyd L. Keith, we would like to welcome you. We do realize that you could have gone to any church in the Chicagoland area, but we consider it a blessing and a privilege that you selected our church home this morning. And if you don't have a church home,
Don't look any further,
because you have the right one
right here.
Thank you. You may be seated.
We truly want to thank Sister Keith for those announcements, and we would like you all to govern yourselves accordingly. And at this time, we'd like you each to stand on your feet and join us in our congregational hymn number 480, I Am on the Battlefield for My Lord. Thank you.
Now that was my bad. Because I told y'all to sit down. But everybody that's been here once or twice knows that after the hymn comes the praise. After we give the hymn, then we got to give God some praise. So if you're here this morning and you're not ashamed to give God what God is due, if you're here this morning, you know that God has done something for you that you couldn't do for yourself. If you're here this morning and you just got a shout down in your soul, I need somebody to shout hallelujah. I need one or two people to say thank you, Jesus. I need somebody to clap their hands. I need somebody patting their feet. I need somebody to tell the Lord we appreciate all that you've done for us. And it's not because we've been so good. It's not because we've been so worthy. It's only because of his grace and his mercy. He showered down upon us a few blessings. So if you don't take another chance this week, you need to tell my Lord and Savior, thank you.
All right, y'all, let's sing every praise. Every word of worship. Every praise. Every praise. Let's do that again. Let's sing every praise. Every word. Every praise. Every praise. Let's sing hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Every praise. Every praise. Come on, sing hallelujah louder. Sing hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Every praise, every praise. All right, let me try this. God my Savior, God my healer, God my deliverer. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Join me. God my healer, God my deliverer, yes he is, yes he is, yes he is, yes he is, every praise, every word of worship, every praise, every praise. It's to us. Every praise. Every praise.
When I do my dance, when I clap my hands, when I do my dance, when I lift my voice, every praise. Every praise.
Forgot where we were. Good morning. God bless each and every one of you. How are we doing this morning? We want to thank God for all that rain. Yes. Say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. And Miles asked me, he said, why is it raining? I said, because God wanted it to. Amen. Amen. Praise God. We want to thank and bless God for each and every one of you on today and our coming out to the house of worship and prayer yet again on one Sunday. Amen.
Amen.
On this particular Sunday. Bless his holy, righteous, and mighty, mighty name. We are grateful and thankful to be here in God's presence. Okay, you heard all of the announcements. Well, now we pray that you govern yourselves accordingly. The events that are coming and coming forth as we close out this year. We need your participation.
Amen.
Can I say that again? Amen. We need your participation. Now you say it. The church needs my participation. Go ahead, one more time.
The church needs my participation.
And we do. We do to make this blessing that God is allowing us to participate in happen. Did we catch that?
Yeah.
This blessing that God is allowing us to participate in happen. And so we want to continue to do what we've been doing in the past and blessing others. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now, one thing I do want to announce on October the 7th, which wasn't a slide, October the 7th, deacons and trustees, please meet at 7 p.m. to prepare ourselves for the church meeting that following Friday. Amen?
Amen.
October the 7th, deacons and trustees. That should be a Monday. That's a Monday. That's a Monday. My wife's frowning at me. Oh, it's a Monday. Okay, it's a Monday. I was getting my cue, make sure I was right. It's a Monday. So at 7 o'clock, 7 o'clock, deacons and trustees in preparation for the church meeting on that Friday, which is October the 11th. Amen? 14th. Put that calendar back up. Do me a favor, put the calendar back up. I want to make sure we're all correct. There we go. Here we go. There it is. October the 7th, deacons and trustees, in preparation for the church meeting on October the 11th. Amen?
Amen.
So on the 7th, we want the deacons and trustees to meet at 7 p.m. Amen. All right. And all our getting and mine, get what? Get understanding. So everybody that's here today can't say they didn't know the date.
That's right.
Amen in that one. Amen. Okay, we want to say God bless our visitors.
Amen.
We truly appreciate your worshiping here with us on today. And we need you to know that your worshiping our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ with us is our blessing.
Amen.
We just pray that the church service and worship today is a blessing to you. And we've already said it, but we say it again. If you don't have a church home,
don't look any further.
And why is that?
You got the right one right here.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now, let me make this comment, and it's only to one person, but I thought we had a deal.
Uh-oh.
That's all I'm going to say is I thought we had a deal. Okay? Amen?
Amen.
Amen. All right.
Amen.
What time is it?
Smiling time.
What time is it?
Smiling time.
And why do we call it smiling time?
Because the Lord loves a cheerful giver.
Okay, so we ask you now to get your gifts of giving together and get them in your right hand as we go to God in prayer. Amen. We always pray before we give because we're operating on something that's already been a blessing to us.
Amen.
Hello? It's a blessing to us. This is, and all we're doing now is moving into obedience and giving God his tithes and his offering. Usually I do the demonstration of giving online, but I left my phone in the back, but that's okay. I'll do it later. But we have opportunities and different opportunities to pay. And so online using the app or using the website. And what we continue to do is march around to the offering tray. Amen. So let's go to God in prayer. Right now, Father God, in Jesus' name, we give you glory, honor, and praise as we continue to bless your name. We ask a special blessing now on our giving. We pray for the hands that are up right now. Can you continue to be in their lives and move into their lives as they continue to honor you in obedience and the giving of tithes and offering? We pray for hands also that may not be up at this time due to a lack of substance. We pray, Heavenly Father, that you move into their lives in a tangible way so on a subsequent Sunday they too can join us in this spirit of giving. We pray for those responsible for the disbursement of your gifts. We pray they do it according to your work and your will and your way for the furtherance of your kingdom. So bless them right now. We submit this prayer in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. May all the saints of God say amen, amen, amen. God bless you. We ask now for officers and ushers to come forward as we move into our service of giving. Can you put the app back up, Marvin, real quick? Thank you.
Come on.
Come on now.
Let us pray. Father, we come once again just saying thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for you being you in our lives. God, we just ask that you would bless those that gave, but bless more so that had the mind but not the means. Lord, we ask that you would just bless these offerings and multiply them that we may keep your storehouse going, Lord, here for someone to be able to come and say they want to be a child of God. And we pray this prayer and all prayers in your darling son Jesus' name. And for his sake, let every heart say amen,
amen,
amen, and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. All right, church, it's prayer time. It's prayer time. It's prayer time. And so for those by visitors, what we do is come to the altar for prayer. If you choose to, get with a friend, a relative, and just hold hands as we come to God in prayer. We want to sort of huddle up with somebody, hold somebody's hand, get with somebody. Yes, yes, yes. There we go. Families come together. That's right. Hey, yes. Yes, yes. Yes. Anybody got any problems or issues? Anybody? Anybody? You do? Okay. But in the midst of that, anybody have any joy? Huh? Anybody in the midst of all of that can still praise God? In the midst of all of what's going on, you can still shout hallelujah. Despite all of that, I can still put my faith and trust in the Lord. Anybody? All right, that's who we're going to pray to right now. All right? Let's go to that God through Christ in prayer. Right now, Father God. In the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we come to you in humble submission, thanking you for all that you have done for each and every one of us. And you've told us to come before your throne of grace, but we do so asking that the blood of Christ and the work that Christ did on Calvary's cross wash away all of our sins, so we may be able to stand holy, righteous, and justified before your throne of grace. As we submit these thanksgivings to you, we say hallelujah to you. We say glory to God to you. We praise your name. We're going to lift up a glorious praise right now. We're going to shout hallelujah, praise the Lord right now. And it's in the midst of that praise, we just thank you as we glorify, acknowledging that you are God and beside thee there is no other. And we just thank you, God, for being the God that's done all of what we know and see, but still appreciates each individual creation and sets us apart from everything you've created and provide us the opportunity to have a personal relationship with you through your gift of Christ. We just have to glory in you for that. We have to thank you for that. And we do right now as we thank Jesus for the work he did on Calvary's cross. And Jesus, we want you to know We will appreciate the love that you have extended to the creation. The Bible tells us that you were there when God said, let there be. The Bible tells us that you were there when he created everything. The Bible also tells us that when it was time for a glorious sacrifice to happen on behalf of all of us sinful creatures, you said, Father, we love them enough to where I'll go down and put on humanity. I'll go down and set the example for the creation that you created. I'll go down and give them the opportunity to have a rightful relationship with you and me. Jesus, we thank you for that. We thank you for your selfless attitude in which you now sacrifice yourself on behalf of all humanity. You sacrifice yourself for me. Oh, no, y'all didn't get it. I just thanked him for me. I don't know about you. I said, I thank you for your sacrifice for me. Some of y'all getting it now. Some of y'all getting it. Jesus, in this prayer, I'm thanking you for your sacrifice for me. Come on now. Who else is grateful? Who else is grateful? Let him know you're grateful for the sacrifice that he did for you. And in that, Heavenly Father, we now live in a sin-sick world. And it's sin-sick because we are in it, in our sin. Say amen, somebody. But in the midst of that sin-sick world, you told us that if we can emulate you, you told us if we can operate like Christ, you told us that you would get and provide us with some help to get us separate from what the world is doing. And that help is the Holy Spirit. So we also thank you, God, not just for your Son. We thank you also for the Holy Spirit, the blessing of the Holy Spirit that should be able to rest, rule, and abide in each and every one of us. That Holy Spirit that allow us the opportunity to choose you, God, and not choose Satan. That Holy Spirit that allow us to walk in the path you would have us to go. That Holy Spirit that gives us the mindset and the understanding that Jesus Christ is Lord and salvation and eternal life is mine. That Holy Spirit is what we want to thank you for and appreciate you for that. And so right now, in all that gratitude, we still have to exist. In all that gratitude, we still have to operate. In all of that gratitude, we want to say, help us and be with us as we continue to traverse in this world. And as such, Heavenly Father, allow our decisions to be godly decisions, and that'll help eliminate some of our problems. But those problems that we can't eliminate, those problems that we can't fix, we turn to you. And as we turn to you, we glorify you because you've stepped in time and time and time again to take care of those things that we couldn't take care of. You've stepped in and made a way out of no way. You stepped in and opened doors that no man can shut. You stepped in and stepping in and allow us the opportunity for you to step in. And so as such, we have to say thank you again. And we need you to keep busy in our lives. And as you keep busy in our lives, allow us to be busy in knowing who you are and operate in you. So these situations that we're facing, these problems that we're facing, we're not going to let them rob our joy. We still joy in you. These problems that keep buffeting us and causing us to have anxiety and angst, we got to go back to Scripture, and you told us, be anxious for nothing. So when we move into those times where things seem to press us down, open up the book, open up the Scripture, and read the promises of God. Be anxious for nothing. And so right now, Jesus, don't let nothing bother us. We look into you for the solution. And as you provide a solution that we need to operate on, Holy Spirit, move us in that direction. Holy Spirit, give us the mindset to do those things that must be done according to the will of God. Holy Spirit, give us the solution that gives us peace that surpasses all understanding. Yes, in Jesus' name. Yeah. So now we're not going to be selfish. We're not just going to pray for ourselves. We name some names. We call some names out. We can call those names out again. But right now, Jesus, in the name of Jesus, the names that are on our hearts, the names that are on our minds, the names that are on our lips, we pray into their lives right now. We pray a special blessing of whatever they stand in need of, whether they know you or not.
move in their lives so that when it transpires, we can tell them Jesus did that. Whether you wanted it done or not, or believe it or not, Jesus did that. I prayed for you. I prayed for you, and God answered our prayer. Yeah, let us be a testimony for you. And now, I'm going to close this asking for your continued presence in our service. As you continue to move in our service and the Holy Spirit move in us, we pray, Heavenly Father, that the words of our mouths and the singing of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts and the word that's coming forth be accepted in your sight. For, oh Lord, you're our strength and you're our Redeemer. So we're going to close this prayer and thank you for it. We're going to close this prayer and thank you for the opportunity. We're going to close this prayer and appreciate the allowance to come to a church where we have the freedom to pray. We close this prayer in the mighty name. We close this prayer in the majestic name. We close this prayer in the powerful name. We close this prayer in the omnipotent name. We close this prayer in the omniscient name. We close this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Let every heart, every soul, everyone that's a believer in Christ, shout amen. Like you're marching around Jericho, shout amen. Like you're marching around Jericho, say hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God in Jesus' name. Hug somebody and say, God got this. Hug somebody and tell them, God got this. God got this. God got this.
Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank the Lord. Oh, you brought me, a mighty long way. All right.
I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
You brought me, yeah, you brought me. You're mighty long way. Long way, yeah. You've been my mother. You've been my father. You've been my sister, my brother too. Lord, you brought me. You brought me, yeah, you brought me. A mighty long way. I thank your mother, I thank your father, I thank my sister, my brother too. You brought me in, you brought me in, you brought me a mighty long way.
You've been my doctor, you've been my lawyer, you've been my teacher, my friend. Oh, you brought me, from the Lord, a mighty long way. You've been my doctor, you've been my lawyer, you've been my teacher, my friend. Oh, you brought me, a mighty, long way. You've been my bread, you've been my spotter, you've been my life and everything. You've been my bread, you've been my water, you've been life, everything. You brought me from a mighty, long way.
I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus.
I thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Let the church say amen. Let's say amen again. Yeah, I kind of can echo that. Yeah. Mighty long way from a lot of dumb and stupid stuff. Yeah. I'm glad I wasn't and still caught up in all that sinful mess. No. Yes. Yep. All right.
For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servant for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, have shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not us. If you have your Bibles, bless God. We want you to go back and get our standard scripture for this series that we are preaching in, and that's Colossians chapter 1, verse 18. Colossians chapter 1, verse 18. Bookmark it or have a bulletin in it. Oh, let me say this while you're going to that. We have Bible trivia, and I've got to start putting that slide in that talks about the questions that was last Sunday and the answers in. I really want you to pay attention to that. If you take your bulletin home, try to give it some effort to look at the Bible trivia just to enjoy it. That's really it, to enjoy the trivia. Say, let me see if I can answer these. And then do a little homework search or something just to try to get the answer. And we're going to start putting those questions up from the previous Sunday with the answer. Right? Amen? Amen. And we're going to start doing that. And we want to appreciate our church clerk for going that and bringing that to us on every Sunday. We thank God for her, Sister Bennett. Bless you. And so, yeah, so do that. So let's pay attention to that. Amen? Amen. All right, bless the Lord. Colossians 1:18. He is the head of the body made up of his people. That's me and you. That's us. Okay? That is his church, which he began, and he is the leader of all those who arise from the dead. That's me now. Okay? One of these days, I really want the church to understand what it means to signify yourself before God in front of others. I really, really want you to see that, because that's scripture. Okay, and I've told you that scripture before, and you already know I'm going to give you opportunity to do it. And I'm going to give you the opportunity to do it in the ecclesia, here in church. Because if you don't do it here, then I want you to tell me, where do you do it when that opportunity arrives? I just got to be real. And that's the opportunity. See, I know I'm going to be arise. I'm going to be lifted up from the dead. I know I am. I want Jesus to know that I know that, and I want to thank him for that opportunity. And when you get the opportunity in the ecclesia, say, that's me. I'm arise. You're moving that into your conscious. You're thinking. You're believing. I'm getting up from the dead one day, and it's because of the work of Christ. I don't care what anybody else believes or understand out there. I know what's happening for me, and I express that. I don't just express it because I'm pastor. I express it because it's the core of my belief. I had to think into that thing this, well, don't get me started, this past week into that and say, man, this stuff got to be real for all the stuff I do and sacrifice for. I know it's real based on the work of Jesus Christ, who lived, bled, died. I mean, he was a living being. Oh, don't get me started. I'm arising from the dead. And so tell somebody, I'm getting up from the dead. I'm a believer of that. I'm getting up from the dead. I'm not wasting my time here. I'm getting up. When he comes back in 1 Thessalonians, like he said in 4:13, an angel's coming with a shout and blowing that horn. I'm, whoa, new body. Whoa, look at me. Look at me, new body. Please, declare it. We
got to stop being silent, especially at church. Declare it. Because he's the first in everything. He's the first in everything. Keep going. Next slide. Y'all, we've been, the church, what it's all about. I done been there already. I ain't even started today. That's what it's about. You just heard me say what it's about. Church, what it's all about. Next slide. Y'all may be seated. We're done with that scripture. Next slide. Come on, stay with me, Mom. Time for an upgrade. That's where we are. No, I didn't change the slide. I wasn't able to get a chance to deal with it. My bad. We're in instruction right now. Keep moving. Keep moving. Benefits of godly living. This is where we are. Wrong title, but that's okay. Still an upgrade. Still an upgrade. We're preaching on each of these benefits. We talked a little bit about it in Sunday school this morning and whatnot. So we talked about receiving a personal connection with Christ. We preached on already receive the Holy Spirit help and companion in your life. We preached on victory over sin. That was last Sunday or Sunday before last, whenever we was here last on that one. That one, it's the things that make you miserable. Things that make you, if you really know Christ, if. And you lied to somebody recently and it didn't bother you, and you weren't miserable because you lied, think, if you lied to somebody just this past whatever and it didn't make you miserable, it didn't bother you, you got a problem with your debt, however you think you know Jesus Christ. I just use lied. There are other sins. Sin, lying was just an example. But there's the other ones. You at work, or you at home, or dealing with loved ones. Man, you know you did them wrong. And you don't care. But you want to march in here on Sunday morning, maybe sing, maybe pray with us. And you see, sin is supposed to make, and it does, you miserable. And that's not Christians. You see, that's what's wrong with the world right now. And how and why it's miserable. It's miserable because of sin. Because of sin. And you see, we as Christians, we need to operate and work on our victory over sin. I can't preach this again. I did that the last Sunday when I was up here last time. But this is really key for us. We have to keep telling ourselves, I'm going to keep getting victories over my sins. We have to tell ourselves that. I'm going to get victory. I'm going to keep getting victories over my sins. And you know what they are. When it gets personal, we get quiet. So everybody got to say, I know my sins. And I'm going to get victory over them. You know how quiet it is? Not everybody want to repeat that as if they don't sin. All them saved saints that don't sin, God bless you. God bless you. If you don't sin, do me a favor. If you don't sin, do me a favor. Extend my life. If you don't sin, in your perfectness, you have some abilities that I'm not aware of. And so do a brother a favor. Do me, as I say, do me a solid. You know, I love living, so hey, extend my life. Right, see, don't get quiet on some things. You,
You know, the reason for declaration, and I have never did those 13, 14 steps of alcoholism, AA, I don't know what, I know I've read them, but I never did it, but I know one of them is you got to at least admit it. You got to at least admit it. And you see, that's what Christ is. You've got to acknowledge your errors. You got to acknowledge your sinful ways. Okay? And don't try justifying them. And the reason for justifying them so you can keep doing them because you like it. And that's the very one that's your test. It's your test. And it's like, hey, get victory over that thing. Get victory over that thing. Can I give y'all a test? Amen. Sunday school is at 9 a.m. Amen. Now, I'm going to give me one. Pastor Key, you and the associates get out here at 10:30 to start service. Get victory over that. Get victory over that. Get victory over that. That don't mean come waltzing in at 10:35, and we're supposed to start it at 10:30. I'm talking about those who started up here, who wants to sit up here and be on display. We are on display, right? Y'all see us when we come out, don't you? Don't y'all? So we are on what? We're on display, right? So you shouldn't be satisfied with a 10:35 display. You shouldn't be satisfied. You shouldn't be satisfied with a 1040 display. Huh? Talk to me, somebody. I don't just talk to you. I got to talk to me. We know where some of the problems are. Get victory over that. If you got to set your buzzer up 10 minutes earlier, then set your buzzer up 10 minutes earlier. Whatever that takes. Talk to me. Get victory over that. Man, I ain't even on the one I'm supposed to be on. Now, my prayer is with that challenge, I hope you get miserable for not making it happen. My prayer is my misery and yours. That's my prayer. Speak that into existence, Pastor King. Ouch. All right. Okay. So now, that's victory over sin. We're now on the next one. There's the benefits now. Benefits. We're going to take on the virtues of Christ and be transformed into his image. Now, let's think about that one. Take on the virtues of Christ. We're taking on victory over sin. Yep. Amen. Amen. We take on his virtues. We're taking on victory over sin. Why? Because Christ was, come on, y'all, Christ was what? He was sinless. He committed no sin. He was sinless. And so when we're taking on his virtues, the main one we're taking on is victory over all sin. Huh? And you see, here's the thing about that is, see, Christ was free to bless people in all things because he didn't have to worry about having sin on his conscience. He didn't have to go through, oh, man, I might not be able to say this to them because I did this last week and they may know about it, but if I say it, I know. And now you don't say nothing. Even though they needed that blessing and that word.
That's right.
Because you stuck in your miserable sin. And that's what the virtue of taking on the virtues of Christ Christ is about. And so as we continue to move towards an end, victory over sin, we move into a freedom that we all need to know and understand we should have. And that's that freedom to be able to bless folks, be able to do the work of God through Christ with folks, because I don't have to worry about my conscience and my sins holding me back to worship and bless God and then bless other people. You see, the thing and the way Christ operated was this. If you read his modi operandi, you will find out when he showed up blessing people in things they stood in need of. That's what he did. He walked into the situation, met the need, walked into the situation, met the need, walked into the situation. He met the need, and in meeting the need, he then garnered their attention. And garnering their attention, he was able then to now begin to bless them according to the way God had designed it by presenting God through him. And so we need to now present God through Christ via this earthen vessel. Through this earthen vessel. Okay? We display the face of Christ. Okay? And see, we can easily display the face of Christ when this earthen vessel is not fighting through constant, daily, continuous sin. Now, I'm not saying don't trip and fall. That's going to happen. But I said constant, continual sin. The one that, you know, we just really don't want to give up. And one we want to label, that's my nature. And the enemy, Satan, say, got him. Got her. She thinks it's day nature now. Got them. I ain't got to worry about them on that one no more. Now let's work on something else. Your nature. You see, your nature now should have been transformed. Huh? Whoa, yes. Your nature should have been transformed by taking on the virtues of Christ through the renewing. You're right. The renewing of your what? Your mind. And as my mind has been renewed, so my behavior operates therein. And then I use the Holy Spirit, which was number two, to help me in the operation of that newness of mind to get me to operate on number three, so that when I move to number four, I'm looking more and more like him. Come on, somebody. Tell him he got that thing in order. Yes, he do. God bless you for God, Holy Spirit, for the order. But that's how we operate. That's how we should in this ecclesia. In here called Mount Hebron. In this ecclesia called Mount Hebron. You see, when we operate on me and operate on me and you operate on you, when you operate on you, you're bringing to the table all that selfishness stuff. And when you bring all that selfishness stuff to the table, then you're bringing demands on other folks that you're bringing to the table. Y'all caught that, didn't you? Yeah. Demands on other folks. You know what the other folks should be doing.
Right.
You know, the other folks should be doing, because I saw the toothpick in their eye.
Right.
Come on now. You bring your selfishness to the table, and then you bring the demands to the table of other folks, you know, because you see their toothpick, okay? 2x4 is knocking you down and you can't even hold your head up. There's more to that. And then we bring in pride. Then we bring in greed. Then we bring in lust. And then we bring in any other and every other sin imaginable. And all of that mess gets in the way of everything. And it snatches away the victory that we should have in Christ. It snatches it away. And if we bring that to the table, pride, demands on others, selfishness, greed, lust, and other sins, then how in the world are we taking on the virtues of Christ? I'm talking benefit. And I'm not talking about these to-dos that's going to be a burden on your head. This is not a burden on our heads. This is a benefit. and I want us to see the benefit thereof. I'm working my way to show us the benefit in this thing, okay? And so just like Jesus, we're called to live this overcoming life as we become free from sin. And we become more and more transformed into the image of Jesus Christ. Now, what happens to us when we do that? What happens to you and me when we become transformed more and more into the image of Christ? Somebody say, Pastor, tell me, what happens to me when I become more and more transformed into the image of Christ? Say, Pastor, I really want to know. I think I already know, but remind me then. Because when that happens, some beautiful stuff go down. Some beautiful stuff go down. This scripture that shows up in Galatians 5:22, it says this, but the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit. Once we're transformed into the virtue and bring on the virtues of Christ, the fruit of that, the fruit of that, the fruit of that, the fruit of the Spirit. First one says love. First one says love. Now, here's the thing about the love. Here's the thing about the love. The thing about love is when we know God through Christ, we instantly understand that God is love. We move into that understanding. And when we move into that understanding that God is love and that love of God